Good afternoon, fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State, brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries, in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story. The news behind the news is not about right or left, it's about right and wrong, about our hope not being a man, but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer, but also moving to action. Now, I want to invite all of you, if you're in the Spokane area on a Sunday, 10 a.m. service right here in downtown Spokane, 115 East Pacific, and just awesome how many new people are showing up down here. It's been incredible. If you want an uncompromising church that preaches the Word of God and allows the power of the Holy Spirit to move, this is your place. And I think in this time, the unity of the Holy Spirit is drawing people together. I'm going to talk a little bit about that today here on the briefing in a second. But I want to push into this idea that we're in a time right now where we need repentance. We need to move into repentance. It is not enough. It's not enough to say that we're clean, or we've laid everything. We need to actually move into deep repentance, especially of all the hidden sin. Some of you listening right now may suffer from hidden sin, hidden pornography. Nobody else knows. Nobody else knows. Well, God knows. Some of you may still be struggling with certain addictions. Just this last Sunday, it was incredible. We had a massive time of repentance. And people were throwing tobacco up on the platform, vape pens up on the platform, drugs up on the platform, and just getting clean in their life. Some other people went home and removed a whole bunch of things from their house that had been drawing them into sin. So this is a time when God wants his bride to be spotless, without blemish, and we are in Christ. And we have to lay all of these things down and receive his forgiveness. So forgiveness allows the open door for relationship with God. It opens the door. And then right relationship with God is pressing in and reading the word. It's amazing how many Christians today don't actually read the Bible. It's incredible. Read the Bible cover to cover, including Chronicles and the list of kings, because if you actually do a word study on the kings and the meanings of each one of those names, there's actually a message in there. I'm not going to spoil it for you. So every word in the Bible has a meaning. Every word has a purpose. Read the Bible cover to cover. As Christians, that should be the least. I want to know the source of truth. The person of Jesus Christ. I want to know him. I want to press into him. Get to know his heart, his mind, so that I can actually begin to have a mind of Christ and a heart after the Father. The other part of pressing in is actually bringing back the idea of prayer in this sense. Yes, we need to ask for things. Yes, we need to bring things before the Lord. But how about just listening for the answer? How many times have we brought questions and just not even listened for the answer? Also, fasting and bringing that back. Here at On Fire Ministries, we fast 3 days each month, generally, and have, you know, as other people are led, they'll fast too, but have some specific points to pray into. So coming up here in the first part of October, we're going to be doing 3 days of prayer and fasting and praying about his presence, praying about the times that we're in and what he would have us do and the opening of vision, praying about repentance and that spirit breaking out in his church. Other things, but you can watch the sermon from Sunday. The point is pressing into him. The other is moving to action, that the kingdom of God, Luke 17, the kingdom of God is in our midst. That word entos in the Greek means, and it's, by the way, an adverb, not an adjective describing a noun, but an adverb describing action. The kingdom of God inside of us is something living inside of us and active inside of us and moving in our midst. And we can't just sit on the sideline and let evil just continue its march into this country. It is one of the greatest heresies out there right now, this idea of pacifism. It is a heresy to keep people on the sidelines so they don't expand the kingdom. This is an important theological point. The early church fathers all understood this, that it is God's will for evil to be judged. So, for example, morality has to be clearly defined, and it has been in Western civilization until the last 50 years. But I can say unequivocally, based on a biblical standard, that fraud is wrong and is not of God. I can say unequivocally that the murdering of children in the womb is wrong. I can say that castrating young children in the name of gender identity is wrong. Say that's wrong. So if that's the case, the morality of Western civilization being skewed, we're not supposed to just sit by and let this come in. Evil is already judged. God's judgment is attached to evil. It's his will for evil to be judged. And so as evil comes in, so does God's judgment. But as the light pushes back the darkness, the judgment's not there anymore because it's attached to evil. It's being pushed back. Super important point to understand. And this was settled fairly conclusively in the church in 732 AD with the Islamic invasion through Spain and the Battle of Tours, France. And they were seeing the horrendous things that were happening. Raymond Ibrahim has written two books on that whole subject. The eight great battles he catalogs in The Sword and Scimitar, and then the eight great leaders he catalogs in Defenders of the West. You can read all about that, but the point is that our job is actually supposed to be to push back the dark. And then lastly, we should be training up people in the way they should go. Becoming the media is one way to do that. Getting the truth out here, right? Because the mainstream media literally has made its business model on lying. I mean, literally. I mean, can't even get the weather right, for goodness sake. They have made their business model, the lamestream media, the legacy media, has made its business model on lying. And so as we get the truth out there, they get really anxious and they start calling names and they project onto us what they really are doing themselves. But it's part of our job is to spread this media around. So if you're listening to this radio show, hit the share button and share it with your friends and family. Send it to them via Messenger. Send it to them via email, whatever. Share this stuff so that we are training up people in the way they should go and they can hear the truth. But that also means that every church, I believe, should become not just a church, but also a school or a place that is teaching children and training them up in the way they should go. This entire movement that has already begun is scaring the tar out of the other side, because fraud is not of God. Murdering little kids in the womb is not of God. Castrating young children is not of God. And people are waking up to this. They're seeing that something is drastically wrong, and the communists that are trying to destroy this country, the jihadis that are trying to destroy this country, are now being exposed. And now it's up to us as Christians to get ourselves right in right alignment with Jesus Christ in our hearts, put him back at the center of our lives, the center of our families, the center of our communities, and then he will be back at the center of the country. It was Western civilization that got rid of all the paganism over all those years from the Greco-Roman Empire, especially after 300 AD. And you just see the sweep away of all of that ungodly stuff. Because back then, they were doing the same things we're facing today. Back then, they had temple prostitutes, and there was sexual profligacy around the entire Roman and Greek empires. You had pederasty, or in other words, the systematic molestation of children throughout the entire Roman and Greek empires. You had abortion. You had ritual human sacrifices in parts, not all, but in parts of those empires, and also throughout the barbaric world. You had the worship of false gods. All of that stuff was cleaned up by Christianity spreading. And so I hear people in America say, oh, we don't, you're forcing Jesus down something. Nobody's forcing anybody. You choose to follow Christ or not. But we're not going to be ashamed of our identity as human beings, as sons and daughters of the living God, as mothers and fathers, as Christians, patriots. Not going to be ashamed of that. As the new prime minister of Italy recently said, this is all a battle over identity, and she's absolutely correct. I don't know if you've ever seen that speech of hers, but check it out online. It's fantastic. And the point now is, all of this starts with the open door of repentance, the moving in of relationship, and these 5 points I just outlined regarding relationship with the Lord. Again, that relationship with God, being in the Word, being in prayer, fasting, training up people in the way that they should go, humility, honoring, hunger, all of these things. This is what it means to be Christian in this time and press into that relationship with God. And what happens then is the Lord will increase your capacity to receive. He'll increase your capacity to receive more from Him. And as that happens, He begins to build through you His kingdom. Now, people get all upset when you use those terms, but that's what the scripture says. It says, preach the gospel of the kingdom. So we better understand what that means. And if the kingdom is in our midst, entos, active, moving inside of us and in our midst, better understand what that means. That the light is supposed to shine into every area of the culture and transform the culture, not be transformed by it. Christians are supposed to go into the media and transform it. Christians are supposed to go into arts and entertainment and transform it. Christians are supposed to go into business and transform it. Christians are supposed to go into government and transform it. Christians are supposed to come into the dead parts of the church and transform it. Christians are supposed to go into the family and transform it. Christians are supposed to be doing these things. That's what it means to preach the gospel to all creation and make disciples of all nations. And that brings us now to your daily intelligence briefing on the international front. Wow. Okay. Going to start with Ukraine. And I mean, something is happening. I'm going to get to the Nord Stream pipeline here in a second, but something is very clearly happening in Ukraine. The new battle damage assessments coming from Euromaidan Press right now, you're looking at, okay, and this is including what tanks and armored personnel carriers have been captured and destroyed. Now well over 70% regarding their tanks, now well over one-third regarding all of their armored personnel carriers. In other words, the Russian military has effectively, at least as a fighting force on the ground with armor, ceased to exist. You include all of the notorious maintenance problems. I've talked about it on this show since before the invasion, notoriously known for no maintenance program really of any consequence, no parts or very little because their parts are being sold on the black market so people can make money. So you include all that in it. And again, they're not only beyond combat ineffective, they've effectively ceased to exist. The Russian military, much weaker than everybody imagined. But however, they still have nuclear weapons. And Putin at this point does not see a way out. Mass protests across Ukraine. There's article after article about these things happening across the occupied territories in Ukraine, and then also across the Russian Federation, Dagestan. You're seeing protests everywhere. First person videos coming out of fights breaking out at the recruiting stations and the enlistment stations. So Putin's got a problem on his hands. So we have to understand this man. As I said before, you know, read his speeches. For 20 years, he believed he was going to reconstitute the Soviet Union. This had nothing to do with NATO. NATO was window dressing for him as an excuse. He believed he was going to usher in the third iteration of the Eastern Roman Empire and that he was Vlad the Great. He was going to do this and reconstitute effectively the Soviet Union and the Russian Empire. He has failed. It's falling apart before his very eyes. Credibility is shot. And so when a man's life ambition has been destroyed by a free people fighting for their own freedom on their own land, which is the most fearsome fighting force on the face of the earth, regardless of what you think about the Ukrainian government, that doesn't matter. The people are fighting. And they're winning. So now Putin's got a choice. Give up his life ambition or burn the entire house to the ground. That's literally where we're at. Now, it's not that I want that. This is just analysis. This is where we're at right now. And this is objective analysis that's actually, it's been right since the very beginning. And I'm not saying I told you so. It just, if you look at things correctly instead of listening, and this includes some people in the conservative circle, we're apologizing effectively for Putin in one article, you know, how Putin defeats the West, how Russia defeats the West. Again, missing the reality of war that when you're heavy on artillery, you're going to lose the moral level of the war, number one. And number two, when it's the type of artillery that the Russians and some of the Chinese military have, they cannot shoot and scoot. They're effectively destroyed if you have counter-battery fire. You understand all these things, then you understand that we're now to the point we're at where Putin has lost the war. He's lost the moral level of the war. He's lost the mental level of the war. And now what remains is he going to just burn the whole house down, or is he just going to give up? And it would be wise for leaders to be looking for some kind of off-ramp for Putin. Otherwise, he will try to burn the house down if that's really where his mentality is. Which brings us to the next thing on the international front. Coming out of China, all these rumors over the weekend that you know Xi Jinping was somehow arrested or something like that. Okay, there are very similar things happening here that happened just before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Putin disappeared for days on end, and there was all this speculation going on. Same thing happened. It's more about a consolidation of power than it is like coups or anything like that. It's a consolidation of power right before this third Communist Party Congress for Xi in this third term, that he wants to get. He has warned his opponents, and now we're seeing some of his rivals and opponents showing up in court and being sentenced, or at least tried at this point. All it is a consolidation of power. But this shows that we might be on the verge of a global conflict. And I want to highlight why I think that is, because this Nord Stream pipelines, what really occurs right now to have been sabotage. So the Danish military has released footage of a mysterious frothing substance in the Baltic Sea in the vicinity of the Nord Stream pipelines. It appears that they have been sabotaged. In other words, Europe is not going to get any gas, period. Whether Russia wanted to or not, or they could negotiate, doesn't matter. Europe's on its own. Now, absurdly, I think it was Belgium just tried to shut down one of their nuclear power. What are you doing? We need more nuclear power. And I don't send emails about the dangers of the modern technology has made it literally the safest form of power outside of hydro that there is. Okay, so let's not get there. And it's a baseload power, which makes it better than wind and solar. Small modular nuclear reactors, which I have advocated for years, you've never heard of that, are probably an even better solution because they can be tailored to to different city sizes, and they can then be expanded as necessary, and you can bury the power lines. Quite literally, you would never have power outages, even in severe weather. Very rare. You harden the SCADA systems for such a scheme, and what happens then is it makes it completely resilient to cyber attack and EMP. Decentralization of power needs to happen. Separate side note, what we're looking at right now, precursor to a broader war, I don't know, it looks like it might be. The sabotage, very likely, of the Nord Stream pipelines. In addition to that, we're going to move down to Iran. Multiple videos. Claire Lopez has done a great job. Multiple videos coming out in regards to Iran, people now openly in rebellion against the regime there. Entire swaths of the nation standing up against the Iranian regime. Remains to be seen if the regime is overthrown. But one particular thing on this happened. Some regime forces have now joined with the protesters in Iran. And if you haven't heard about this story, regime forces killed a woman regarding her wearing, or actually not wearing in this case, of a hijab. And so now people everywhere, I think over 50 people have been killed. People everywhere in Iran rising up against the regime. And what we're seeing now is regime forces joining the protesters. If that happens, the regime's gone. So we're watching Iran right now regarding that. Also want to mention, just from a spiritual standpoint, just yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. You don't know what that is. It's the Jewish New Year, Feast of Trumpets. By the way, the Feast of Trumpets, for some of you that don't know, the Feast of Trumpets is the day when no one knows the day or the hour when the feast begins, unless two witnesses actually go out and say that's the new moon. So check that out and do a little bit of study on that. It's a pretty amazing study. It's also known as the hidden day, when people are hidden from the evil one. So it's important when we read scripture to understand, you know, context, not just linguistic context or paragraph context, or passage context, but also to understand geographic context, historical context, and cultural context. It makes the scripture so much more alive. All right. Also want to mention right now on the national front, this one is a creepy, creepy story. Because the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to jump back out to the international front. But this is a creepy story. Transfusion confusion. American Red Cross caught mixing vaxxed blood with unvaxxed blood. How would they do that? Moving next to the national front. Coming to us from Epoch Times. You remember how Ted Cruz, Thomas Massey, others have been questioning, was the government involved in January 6th? Were there FBI informants on January 6th? They were operating at the Capitol. Well, this is interesting because Epoch Times, what the government knew but only recently disclosed to the defendants in the cases, was that none of the CHSs, and those are confidential human sources, provided evidence of guilt on the part of Oath Keepers as an organization of the individual defendants in this case. But more importantly, prosecutors in a recent motion disclosed the multiple sources have been involved in the investigation into the Oath Keepers. And here's the even more interesting part of it. They were active on January 6th. Interesting. We need to know what they were doing. I think that should be important. Could it be that the government tried to foment something and make it look like those of us who love this country and who are Christian, who love this country, the bad guys, when in fact, it was the deep state all along. More on that here in a couple weeks. This is going to get awesome. Also on the national front, within weeks of the pretender's speech demonizing his political opponents, you have one person run over and killed because they were a Trump supporter. And now you've got it's coming to us from WorldNet Daily, an 83-year-old shot in the back while handing out pro-life pamphlets. He was shot in the back, going door-to-door in Ionia, Michigan, as a volunteer for Michigan Right to Life on September 20th. Apparently had a heated conversation with a woman at the home. As she walked away, a man emerged from inside the house and shot her in the back. The left has fomented violence in this country, and it is clear right now that they have done so. That the communists in this country are violent and subversive. Which brings us to the next thing on the national front, which is a huge, huge development. If you have not seen this video, you need to. It's on Rumble right now. FBI whistleblower, the enemy within, John Guandolo, you've seen him on this show before, has come forward, and Turning Point USA has put out the interview nationally, exposing the systemic corruption inside the FBI, exposing the woeful and incompetent leadership at the FBI, and that this whole thing has allowed the infiltration of jihadis and communists into the organization and into the United States, for that matter. You've got to see this interview. It's on Rumble, FBI whistleblower, the enemy within, John Guandolo. This is a sea change. It is now recognized nationally. What we've been talking about here on this show, what John Guandolo has been talking about with Understanding the Threat for years, the New American has been publishing for years, that the communists and jihadis have infiltrated to the highest levels of government and effectively nullified our counterintelligence apparatus here in this country. So that means it needs to be completely torn down and rebuilt from the ground up, according to the Constitution, by the way. Okay. We'll talk about a little bit what that means later, too. But last, I'm going to jump back out to the international front. Coming to us from Now the End Begins, Pope Francis and Mohammed bin Zayed, but more importantly, the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar University, Dr. Ahmed El-Tayyib, the Catholic Church and the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar University, which is the foremost Islamic university of Islamic jurisprudence for all Sunnis. They put out the Reliance of the Traveler. I've quoted it on this show many times. The Catholic Church and Sunni Islam have signed the document on human fraternity, authored by Mohammed bin Zayed, which brought forward the Abraham Accords and some other stuff. This is clearly an attempt to institute one world religion. And I'm going to read from that document on human fraternity right now so you can hear this for yourselves. Quote, the Catholic Church and Al-Azhar announced and pledged to convey this document to authorities, influential leaders, persons of religion all over the world, appropriate regional and international organizations, organizations within civil society, religious institutions, and leading thinkers. They further pledged to make known the principles contained in this declaration to all regional and international levels, while requesting that these principles be translated into policies, decisions, legislative texts, courses of study, and materials to be circulated. But wait, there's more. Al-Azhar and the Catholic Church ask that this document become the object of research and reflection in all schools, universities, and institutes of formation. thus helping to educate new generations, bring goodness and peace to others. Here's what's happening. This is, I remember just 5 years ago when I would tell people this is where they're headed. I give them primary sources. They're like, here it is. They want to change the face of the world for one world religion, Catholic Church, and Islam, signing a document on human fraternity that said just what I talked about, clearly being international in scope and local in application. So how do we resist and fight back? We need to receive from the Lord strategy and revelation. How to do that, no question. But also, we need to be the light that pushes back the darkness. Every church should be starting its own 3-12 school. We should be, as churches, starting our own media outlets. We should be, as churches, starting our own universities so that the truth will be out there. And this is happening already. The ground has already been laid for this. But for those of you who in the past said, oh, that's not real, that can't be possible, black and white, here it is, right now, in our faces, and all that remains is, which way will we choose, the Lord in righteousness or a much darker path? As for me and my family, my house, the ministry God has entrusted us here, we choose to serve the Lord. And that is the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been supporting the show. May God bless all of you out there that joined us at the Reawaken America Tour. We're going to go to that here in just a moment. But remember, you can find us on Gab, MeWe, Getter, Parler. Sawyer now is doing a fantastic job spreading this everywhere, all over the internet. But remember, too, we're on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and Amazon. You can share that with whoever you need to. Share the videos, share the audio, help educate people, and let's keep blessing God by keeping America free.